Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day of the work week. Sound a little different, I do. I'm speaking like Yoda. Sound a little different, I do. Yesterday, an absolute impossibility to sit down here and do this show. You know, I feel much better. Much, much better. Thank you so much, because a lot of people are like, oh, man, feel better, man. But yeah, I am. It is remarkable when you finally actually just stop doing stuff and relax and commit to actually work at not doing anything, how much good it does for you. I really committed to that yesterday, because after a horrible night's rest, I wake up on Tuesday and I'm like, there's no fucking way. There is no way. The amount of disruptive pain I was feeling in my throat was just insane. And I was like, you know, it was bad the day before. It's going to be ridiculous. I'm just not going to be able to function. And I remember one time I was talking to a doc when I was sick with a similar type of thing. And I was working on the radio, and it wouldn't leave. And she goes, you keep inflaming everything when you talk. You have to actually not speak. You have to work conscientiously to not speak for a couple of days in order to get some relief. And so I kept that in mind and took it to heart. I know I still sound a little bit fucked up, but I feel a million times better. Holy shit, do I feel better. But yesterday, I was like, man, I kept thinking, having a small anxiety attack, because of, like, God, I'm just going to be really, really in a lot of discomfort. I'm not going to feel well. And then I'm going to be like, oh, this sucks. Everything I'm saying sounds like shit. I don't have any energy. It's no fun. So then today comes around and I didn't feel that at all. I like to be able to come in here with the idea that, hey, I enjoy this. I love doing it and I can't wait to get started. And so that's the way I felt today. Which is fucking all I'm looking for. Because the day that I'm like, you know, it's painful, I can't do it, then forget it. I'm not doing it. But thank God that left. But yesterday, it was quite literally after getting up. And then I said to Diana, she's getting ready for work. And I go, yeah, I came in here, I turned down the heater, and I was thinking about it. About getting started. I said, no, forget it. I'm just not doing it. And then that's it. I gotta get past this. So then after I committed to not doing anything, I kind of didn't know what to do with myself. Okay. Because when you're like me and constantly going a million miles an hour, to do nothing is crazy. It's difficult. My mind plays tricks on me. Like, all right, let's just lay down and watch something on TV. And I stumbled upon the axe-wielding hitchhiker. The story of Kai. Smash, smash, smash on Netflix. And wow, you gotta watch it. His story back in 2013, when he went viral for being a hitchhiker, and there was a act of violence that was occurring, and he came to the rescue, whipped out his hatchet that he had with him, and hit the guy who was attacking someone else with a hatchet. All right. And then this is the story of his viral fame and how that took off and what ultimately happened to Kai. You must watch this. It's just an hour and 20 minutes, and that's it. Your beginning and the end. I swear, Aram, I won't give anything away. But a lot of it comes from the perspective of the TV reporter who interviewed him that first video. Smash, smash, smash. In fact, I should probably get it. What's it called? It's called Axe-Wielding Hitchhiker. Kai interview. As far as viral fame goes, he's one of the most incredible. Just catching the world by storm when it all happened. Audio. Okay, hang on.
You came in.
Okay, hold on. Everything's fucked up. That's another bit that's playing in the background that I want to cover. And I can't figure out where the fuck it is. Aha. There it is. The axe-wielding hitchhiker. This is Kai. Audio check. Video check. Here we go.
One of the heroes.
Yeah. Can we talk to you? Do you mind?
What do you want to talk about?
What happened today?
Well, went straight out of Dogtown, skateboarding, surfing it up. Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything, you're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you. Now.
Okay, so they really parked on the video how compelling that was for him to just drop of a hat, look directly in the camera, and give everybody a pep talk there. This reporter is the guy who's you're hearing in the episode, the show, everything from his perspective, because he was the only guy that Kai gave an interview to. This interview right here is the only one that was ever recorded of him after the incident.
This stuff right here, I was driving and I was in the passenger side of this f***er's car, and he comes over on there. He was over by the recycling center. He says, oh, when I was in the Virgin Islands, 30 years old on a business trip, I f***ed this 14-year-old. I was like, you what? He's like, I raped this 14-year-old, starts crying, gives me a big hug. He's just like, 300-pound guy. I'm like, oh, sh**. You must be f***ed, man. Like, what's he talking about? I didn't take him seriously at first. Comes driving down this way. He's like, you know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ, and I can do anything I f***ing want to. And watch this, bam, and he smashed into this f***ing guy right there, pinned him in between that f***ing truck. And so I hop out, I look over, the guy's pinned there. I mean, like, freight train riders know this. Like, if you get pinned between something, do not f***ing move that shit, otherwise you bleed out. Like, motherfucking, I ran in, I grabbed the keys, he's f***ing sitting there like nothing even happened. And like, f***ing, like, man, if you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. I hop on out, and so I grab the bag, I threw it over by that pole right there, and then f***ing buddy gets out, and these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like, a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I f***ing ran up behind him with a hatchet, smash, smash, smash. Yeah.
The lady said you saved her life.
She was the one who got grabbed by that f***er. You know what? F*** is cool. That guy ain't. Shit.
How'd you get in his car? How did you?
I was hitchhiking. Good thing I was hitchhiking. Yeah, people say don't hitchhike. Well, this is what happens. At least I was here.
So he did.
Okay. There's more to it. But that's how Kai saved the day. The documentary, because then he just wanders off into the day and he's never seen again. But since and then 24 hours after that, that video takes off. And it just goes amazingly viral. Blue State Rob says, that sounds like an episode of the Chivian Show with Kyle from Dumpster Divers. Yes, exactly. So it goes so viral that folks involved with the Jimmy Kimmel Show, that's like their thing. They want to get, in fact, they talked about, like, for example, when the Double Rainbow guy was on the Kimmel Show, they, you know, were trying to get him. And that's how our show, our old, my old show, Freebird and Hot Wings, is loosely tied into that scenario because Joe was the one who picked him up from Yosemite and drove him down to Los Angeles to drop off Double Rainbow guy at the Kimmel Show. It was an amazing adventure that we put Joe on, the Lindsay Lohan Freedom trip, which included Double Rainbow guy. That was back when we actually tried, and he's dead now, by the way. Thank you, Corey, for the reminder. Wait a minute, you're right. Aram says, I thought he was taking him to Tosh. I think that's right. Yep. I'm mistaken. That's a mistake on my part. That sounds more like what actually happened. So anyway, Kimmel was trying to get Kai on. This is the story about how they tracked him down. And then the M. Night Shyamalan twist as the story evolves. You must watch this thing. So that I watched that, and then the next thing I know, I'm fucking asleep. And wow. That just doesn't happen for hours. And okay, get up, and then I still committed to doing nothing. Diana comes home from work, and I go, I think I'm going to take the dogs for a walk. And she says, just don't do anything. Can't you just sit still? I go, okay. All right. So then she leaves. She goes to the YMCA. And then I took the dogs for a walk. Took the garbage out. That felt good. Felt good to move a little bit. Was feeling better. I'm like, you know what? I'm coming back to life. I am coming back to life. I almost forgot. As we get started right now, my dad is going to join us in 45 minutes for Dear Meathead. Send a question in for my dad, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Where are we right now with that? Subject line, Dear Meathead or Meathead. Randall sent one. Mark R. sent one. Thank you. And I'll check the Facebook, see if anybody has one on there for me. For Dad, if not, send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Always need more. The more, the merrier. For Dear Meathead, coming up with Dad. Fantastic picture of him, though, by the way. Look at him. He looks like he's getting ready to lead some type of army in that picture. Oh, my God. eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners strifing inbox. We need more questions. He was so worried about me. I made the mistake of informing Dad that, hey, Dad, I'm sick today. And he's just like, oh, my God, honey. Oh, you know, he thinks I've got, like, cancer. He gets so freaking his brain fried because of the dementia. The worry is very, very real for the guy. And but, you know, he'll be fine. All right. So off and running on this, the 18th of January. As we speak, my middle child, beloved Jackie, Princess of the Forest Jackie, is undergoing her fifth knee surgery. I don't know what the deal is. She's explained it to me, but then I'm like, oh my God, I forget all the details, but she has destroyed both, what are they called? ACL? Yeah. Anterior cruciate ligament, ACLs, on both knees. And so when you destroy that, that's the type of injury that, like, when a football player has it, it takes them like a year to recover. So they, both knees, she's destroyed the ACL, dating back to like 9th or 10th grade. That's when she started to ruin her knees. And then she, after that, after she would be operated on, she would, the doctor said, you can go back to playing soccer. No big deal. So that's led, though, to re-injuring these things. And this is like now, like, so three on one knee, I think, and two on the other, two operations on the other. And so this is happening right now. Redoing the surgery. Her fifth knee surgery, my God. Holy shit. By the way, COVID test here. I took a COVID test on a Monday, and I passed it. And this one. I also passed this one. But I'm not, you know, with me, at least it was last time I had it, I tested negative for like half a week. And then finally, it showed up as, hey, you got it, dumbass. But, all right. So, I got to go see Jackie then today because she gets butt hurt if you don't, like, go see her at the hospital. But, yeah, so unbelievably, five knee surgeries for the same damn thing. Holy shit. Blue State Rob says, wasn't she a referee, too? Yep. Kenny says they couldn't get it right the previous four surgeries. Well, no, they did it right. But the way I was told, she kept re-injuring it somehow or whatever. Blue State Rob said, is this the first one she's paying for? Yeah, that's right. This is big girl insurance for Jacqueline. Blue State Rob says we need a play-by-play of her coming out of anesthesia. That's a good call. Always great. Referring to my dad, Tyler writes, your dad looks like Davy Crockett prepared to defend the Alamo. Maureen says maybe you shouldn't go to visit her with your germs. You're right. You know what? Hey, that'll keep me away from the hospital, too. That means I can just stay here. Okay. So I still feel a little bit under the weather, but we'll be okay. Again, questions for Dad, Eric at ericzaneshow.com. If you're enjoying the show on Twitch, you just stay right there. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. I'm about to kick you out. If you want the rest of the show, you can find it at twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. Audio, wherever you download shows, you can get that. Listen on demand. And if you have any thoughts, concerns, questions, or comments, please send them along on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. All right.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So we send them on their way. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Twitter brought to you by Blue Frost IT. And Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance, brings you YouTube. All right. This story is, there's a couple of questions I have concerning it, but minor details. The EA Cup, FA Cup, what the hell is it? FA Cup is like the UK's edition of the Stanley Cup, but for soccer. That's what it was described to me as by Blue State Rob. Thank you for sending this along. Some dude who does pranks online, this is the culprit. In the studio of the BBC where they do this soccer recap show, what you see here, this old-looking phone, is what was used for the prank. And a couple of guys who are known in the UK for pulling off pranks like this did just that. They got into the studio somehow and took that phone that I was showing you and set it up inside of the studio. And then, and I, Rob, correct me if I'm getting any of this wrong, while the hosts are actually doing the recap show of the big soccer game or some shit, the guy who planted this phone in there and has it so that it's transmitting through a speaker on it, he, I guess, with another phone away from the location, starts rolling a porno video so that the audio from it, you hear a chick moaning and groaning, plays inside of their studio, and the microphones that they're speaking into starts picking up the sound of people having sex. And what's great about it is the guys that are in the studio hosting, they kind of react. Well, they do react, and they basically start laughing as it unfolds. Okay. So audio check, video check. This is how it happened. And this went on for many, many minutes.
And I think it's quite fortunate in a way for Wolves because they actually went for Michael Beale. And I went to Lopetegui first.
Yeah.
Because of personal reasons, didn't take the job. And next went for Michael Beale. Yeah. And he actually turned it down. So it's kind of fell in Wolves' lap, to be honest.
You came in at Reading, didn't you?
Okay. That's not the good one, though. There's another clip that I have of them hearing it. And they just start busting out laughing. This might be it. Gary Lineker is his name. He's the guy who posted that. Hey, guess what? We found the problem. It was this phone.
It was so loud I couldn't hear anything. Wow. That, either Danny Murphy, Paul Ince, or even when I spoke to Alan Shearer, hardly hear what they said when the thing was going off. But and it was then a decision because we've got like 5 minutes more to go. Is it going to stop? And then every time we went to like a piece of VT, it stopped. So then I'm figuring this is being done by somebody watching the television, waiting until we come on.
And we're sending the game.
But it was, I have to say, I think it's funny.
Is it the most unusual special effect you've ever had to deal with?
I would say unquestionably so. It was definitely, and it was quite hard to just carry on the pre-match build-up and take it seriously when this was going on.
Was it not adding to your pre-match build-up?
It added to the whole game, actually. I don't think anyone cared.
The game wasn't that great, was it?
Special. No, I mean, we had a screamer of a goal, which was kind of the tone of the whole show.
But you probably had more. You probably gave you more laughs in Match of the Day from between Wolves and Liverpool than you might otherwise have had.
Absolutely. I think, as pranks go, it was a good one.
Okay.
It was so loud I couldn't hear any.
So he's laughing it off. That host is laughing it off. I'm happy with that. If this had happened in the U.S., can you imagine They would have been, oh my God, we got to get to the bottom of this. This is terrible. Oh, this is so bad. Okay, let's see. I got to find.
Boy, one.
No, that's not. I'm ill prepared. I had another clip that I wanted to play, but I'm doing a terrible job. Here it is. So Lineker starts his show, and this went viral very, very quickly.
Fake up winners only policy in the studio. We'll find out shortly. We've an FA Cup winners only policy in the studio tonight. And I don't know who's making that noise, but so Alan Shearer is on the commentary gantry alongside Steve Bauer. Alan, it's toasty in this studio. It's a bit noisy as well.
They don't know where the fuck it's coming from. Holy shit. I had a clip of the guys who did it. The two dudes who actually, or two or three dudes that actually put it all together. This is from wherever they were playing the audio from.
It's been Kiwi, mate, Tommy.
With an FA Cup winners only policy in the
studio. That's me!
That's the dude doing it.
Steve Bauer.
Ring it again.
So I'm not sure how the fuck they did it. I think you just call the number to that phone that they had in the studio, and it just starts transmitting. And then they would hold the fucking porno up to the whatever the phone they're calling from, and then it just starts blasting out into there. And then the idea that they had to somehow sneak that phone into the BBC. What type of security do they have there with this guy? Any fucking dude can just go in there and plant the phone.
Yes.
And I think this dude who planted it is known for doing these types of pranks. He's pretty famous.
Tommy's
wife. So yours will be freezing the phone, Gary.
What do you see this game?
That's me.
How do you see it going?
One more.
Two more. From that first game, so give me confidence.
It's working, Tommy.
But not that, even though Liverpool have changed
their team,
confidence in the phone will cover Liverpool.
I can hear the phone ringing.
Oh, I can hear it.
Sounds like a Pink Floyd song. Okay, now there's more to the video. I'll link all this shit up so you guys can check this out on your own, but it worked incredibly. My God. And then the that Lineker and the BBC. Lineker was because the BBC actually issued an apology, and his response was, "Oh, come on, that was funny." Yeah, there. I don't understand why the BBC made an apology. We didn't do anything. Somebody pranked us. That's the BBC issued an official statement which read, "We apologize to any viewers offended during the live coverage of the football this evening." A spokesperson also confirmed the BBC was investigating the incident. Less than an hour after coming off air on BBC One, Lineker was back on BBC Two to discuss what happened on Newsnight. He said he could see the funny side, and he questioned why the BBC had issued an apology. He said, "We've certainly got nothing to be sorry for," he told the BBC's Christy Wark, which is what I was just playing for you a short time ago, while traveling back from the FA Cup match. "If you told me this morning that tonight I'd be on Newsnight talking about a porn scandal," he added, laughing, "I would have been terrified." The incident did not go unnoticed by viewers, with clips of the moment widely shared on social media on Tuesday evening. YouTube prankster Daniel Jarvis claimed he was behind the stunt, posting a video on Twitter that appeared to show him at Molineux, which I believe is the stadium. Jarvis was handed a suspended sentence last October, this prankster, after being convicted of aggravated trespass over an incident in which he collided with England cricketer Johnny Bairstow while invading the Oval pitch in South London during Test match. He was given an eight-week prison sentence, suspended for 2 years, and was banned from attending any venue where a sporting fixture is being held in England and Wales for 2 years. So this guy's done this shit before, and he's gotten in trouble for it. He was also banned from traveling abroad for 12 months and made subject to a rehabilitation activity requirement. My God. So this guy's well known for these types of pranks, but fuck, that is great. Thank you, Rob, for sending that along. Very, very funny. Involved, but funny. All right, folks, thank you so much for being here. As I'd like to encourage you to sign up for Patreon, patreon.com, listener supported, ad free Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you like the Eric Zane Show free podcast, this one right here, well, thank you so much for signing up for Patreon. Patreon is more podcasting each and every day. 11 bonus episodes a week, including the Patreon bonus, which is an extension of this show. Not to mention Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia. Missed that yesterday. Blew right through it because I was sick as shit. We have Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia, like I mentioned. You got the Insane Asylum. You have the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which will happen live this week on Thursday. Lost Zane Recordings, which this week featured a show where we debuted Guy Stuff, if you recall that bit. And then, of course, Who Are These Zanes? Patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right. Excuse me, I still have some respiratory issues that are bothering me to some degree, and I may have to take a break, not only to go potty, but to give my throat and mouth a break. One of those things. When you just talk for 2 hours, it gets tough. By the way, I found someone who may put in more work than me. When I was on the radio in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and Free Beer and Hot Wings was on a radio station there, and there was a local guy who came on the air and started to take shots at us, the old radio war type of thing, and we remember engaging him in any way. It's kind of hard when you're syndicated to engage one radio station, but this guy Aaron Imholt, he was trying to like knock us down, and I didn't really hear from him. I've lost touch with who he is as time passed leaving radio, but I guess he ended up getting out of radio, and he made friends with Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. So Chad Zumach, who I've talked about many times on this show, he's at war with Imholt, and we talked about Chad Zumach the other day on Who Are These Podcasts, and Zumach is taking shots at Imholt, and Imholt's taking shots at Zumach. So Imholt was on with Carl and I, and great dude, nice guy. But he did a similar thing where he got out of radio and started doing podcasting from his home. I think he's primarily a YouTube show. But this guy, he's on right now, in fact, does 4 hours every day, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. So that's double the amount that I do. He has a co-host with him. It's his wife. And he has other guests who come in. And not only that, but then he does like an evening show Wednesday through Sunday. So Monday through Friday, he does the morning show. And then also on the Wednesday through Sunday, he does an evening show. And it's like, fuck me. I don't know how the fuck you do that. I don't know. It just seems like it's remarkable to be able to put that much out. So good on him. It's good to see more people doing that. The open and live stream of today's show brought to you by Sarah Honda Granville, S-E-R-R-A, HondaGranville.com. By the way, if you want to check out Aaron's show, it's known as the Steel Toe Morning Show. Steel Toe, two words. I don't know. He's a comedian who has a morning show on YouTube. Sarah Honda Granville, S-E-R-R-A, HondaGranville.com. Word of the wise, though, he talks a lot of political shit. He's one of these right-wing maniacs who doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Sarah Honda Granville in Granville, Michigan on Kenowa Avenue, just north of 44th Street. Check them out. And my God, amazing, amazing brand new cars. The Honda Pilot was just made available. Go test drive one of those. They are spectacular. A&E Heating and Cooling. If you have any issues with your furnace or when it's warmer, your AC, this is who you call. Now, you can go ahead and get a couple estimates from a couple other losers, but Joe's going to beat them. If he doesn't, tell him, yeah, you got to beat these guys. Eric Zane said so. And he will. 616-516-8579. For scheduled maintenance, preventative maintenance, or if something goes south and you need a fix right now, even an after-hours service call, which that's going to cost you. It always would be, I mean, to get them out of bed. But that's the way it goes. 616-516-8579. New sponsor time. And I've got to get my notes so I get this right. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Schedule your in-store consultation today. So, when it comes to installing or putting a pool, vinyl liner or fiberglass in-ground pool into your home, this isn't like just something that takes a half an hour of planning. In fact, most people who do pool installations are backed up a considerable amount of time, 2 years plus, in order to actually get the pool installed. Jeremy out the door from Jennison Pool and Spa Depot just added two new crews for installs, and he needs those spots filled. For this upcoming summer, you need to have a pool in your backyard. What I'd like you to do is schedule your in-store consultation with Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Jeremy out the door has 25-plus years of experience doing this. His business, Jennison Pool and Spa Depot, has been there for 20 years on the south side of Chicago Drive between 8th and 12th. Blue awning, can't miss it. Call them at 616-457-0500. Why do you call him Jeremy out the door? His real name is Jeremy House. I call him Jeremy out the door because whenever you buy something from him, hey, I'd like this bucket of chlorine tabs. All right, that's $66 out the door. Everything's out the door. So I've given him the nickname Jeremy out the door. You need to call Jeremy out the door at 616-457-0500 at Jennison Pool and Spa Depot to schedule your in-store consultation about getting a pool installed. When you have that consultation, if you're on the fence about whether or not you should get it, you'll be able to get a clear picture of what it should be. And then you can decide for yourself. Also, dozens of hot tubs in the location, in the store location for you to check out, small or large. Go check out a hot tub. And also, he specializes in service of hot tubs and pools. Sales and service of hot tubs and pools. Basically full service. 616-457-0500. Call up and schedule your in-store consultation. Brand new sponsor, Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. And while I'm at it, tag accounting. Here we go. It's tax time, folks. Do not wait. Reach out to Tag Accounting, 616-301-9516 today to get on the list to get your taxes done. All right. Forget the idea of doing it yourself. Say no to the nonsense of buying expensive computer programs and sitting down and having to do that shit yourself. You're going to screw something up. Your valuable time is so much more important than that. Just pass everything off to a certified public accountant who does it right the first time and gets you the most money back on your return. Tag Accounting, Troy Ginzer, 616-301-9516. Troy's been doing my taxes and running all the business taxes for the Eric Zancho podcast for years, and he will not steer you wrong. You will love Tag Accounting. Okay, don't go anywhere. Got to take a break. I will be back. Questions for Dad. Eric at ericzancho.com. Dear Meathead, in 15 minutes. Stevie sent one along. Thank you. Three or four questions for Dad. I could use a few more. Just saying. Play-by-play announcer Al Michaels is getting tons of shit. This is when he was at his best, I think. Let's see here. This is Al Michaels in 1980.
So, 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable.
USA beats the Russians in hockey. Now, I mean, listen to him. He's way energetic. He says that that great call, do you believe in miracles? Yes.
So, 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
Now, Michaels, in that, I mean, it was fantastic. It captured the moment. So, that was a big, big deal. If you were to ask Al Michaels now, though, about the way he calls a football game, he's like, a lot of folks who understand this industry are annoyed with the over-the-top yelling that makes a game sound like an offshoot of talk radio. I'm in that corner. But there are others who obviously think otherwise. Don't you find it ironic that the most understated announcer of all time was the iconic Pat Summerall? And before that, Ray Scott, and lots of folks still yearn for that style. One size doesn't fit all. He is pissed off because he's responding to people, which is a bad idea, who are giving him shit that his excitement level sucks. Case in point, in the game where the Jaguars came back and beat the LA Chargers. Now, this was a remarkable game, considering the fact that LA led 27-0 as the first half was winding down.
You all right over there?
Freaking O'Neal's thrown up, I think. Despite that, they came all the way back and won the damn game. This is the final play.
Likely on Kansas City. Here we go for the win. Got it, but there's a flag down. There's a flag down as everybody's running out onto the field, but there's a penalty marker. And they call it on the defense.
Okay. So it was a pile of shit from the get-go. And if he was excited, he would then have to be like, wait a minute, there's a flag. But he didn't, you know, it turns out it was against LA. So the kick stands. So it's all good. He should be, I don't know. I mean, I think he should be showing a little emotion.
Likely on Kansas City. Here we go.
Here we go. It's so humdrum.
Win. Got it, but there's a flag down. There's a flag down as everybody's running out onto the field.
And now he sounds annoyed.
But there's a penalty marker. And they call it on the defense.
This guy sucks. O'Neal is having a hard time.
Are you all right over there?
Can you hear that right now? You can hear him choking, right? Hey.
You okay? You got something in your throat, buddy? He's looking at me. His ears are down. What he has of a tail is down, and he's just going, You got it? You all right over there? Come here. Oh, he's bummed. All right, he's going to bed now. So, Kyle writes, I watch his games on mute since announcers are mostly stupid and don't know what they're doing. I love the announcers, especially when they're good. Chris describing O'Neill as having a turd caught in his throat. Kyler talks about the Manning cast or Pat McAfee during those games. The Manning cast had Dan Campbell on, I guess, the other day. All right, so everybody taking a run at Al Michaels and roasting him. That has kind of put him on his ear, and he does not like that, leading him to respond. Al Michaels said, I thought the energy was much better once Jacksonville made it a game. Michaels said, 27-0 makes it difficult to make it sound like more than it is. Well, yeah, I agree. But that doesn't explain why you were so humdrum and depressed sounding during the kick, that where this is the third biggest comeback in the history of the NFL. And you're like, okay, here's the kick. Oh, ho-hum. One of the things that I think makes Tony Dungy good is that he doesn't overtalk and load it up with unneeded blather. He's measured, but almost everything he says has relevance and poignancy. Yeah, well, okay, we're not talking about him. We're talking about you. Though Michaels' defense of his broadcast style checks out, plenty of viewers still felt like the call for one of the most exciting games of the year left something to be desired. I couldn't agree more. You sound like shit. Someone made a video of what it would be like if Al Michaels and Tony Dungy were calling the Ravens-Bengals game, where there was a play in that game where the quarterback, I forget his name, doesn't matter, tried to dive over the pile here, and the ball was knocked out of his hands, and some dude from the Bengals caught it and ran it back 99 yards. It was an incredible play. This is how Al Michaels would have called it.
Third and goal for the one now. Watch the sneak here. The sneak. Oh, the ball's fumbled.
He's going.
Being run back by Sam Hubbard.
He's going. Look at him go.
He could go all the way.
That was a clip, by the way.
Score. Go all the way.
Right there. That should have been called. Right there.
I think he's going to score.
Go all the way. And he does. That's a touchdown for the Bengals.
Holy moly.
Wow. Holy 98 moly. Yards. Really exciting play. Wow. Definitely changes things.
Can you imagine how pissed off Al Michaels would be in seeing that? Because he's obviously bothered enough to say something publicly about, hey, I don't like to yell. I don't like, well, yeah, I know. There is a fine line. You can't be like, what's the name of the guy from the Lions? Dan Miller. I mean, he's the absolute worst. He's such a homer, screaming and yelling like a lunatic. But, I mean, to me, one of my favorites is Gus Johnson. That guy is just awesome. Summerall was great, too. Not a yeller. He was more measured, but he didn't sound bored. You just sound like a bored fuck. All right. I have a story about a completely unrelated about, did you know that in Afghanistan, the Taliban, they're into building cars. Officials for the Taliban in Afghanistan are taking a victory lap
because of their new car called the Mata. Now, Mata 9, actually, was built over 5 years by a company in Afghanistan with a team of 30 engineers and designers from the Afghanistan Technical Vocational Institute. And now they are extremely excited about the car. And a couple things stand out to me. First of all, when you look at the vehicle, it looks terrific. I love the way this thing looks. It looks like the fucking Batmobile. So this looks like they've come up with a way to make a high-end sports car and export it to the world. The problem is, I think it's all show and no go. The motor that they have put into this thing, they took it from a Toyota Corolla year 2000. Not kidding. That the motor is a 23-year-old motor from a Toyota Corolla inside of this thing. And that's no bullshit. Like, the guy who's the spokesperson for the automaker actually came out and addressed it. And this is a clip of that moment right there when he's talking about the vehicle. Publicity. Okay, now see all these Taliban dudes, they're all impressed at this thing as it takes off. Okay, this is the guy. The car is made in a way, listen to this quote from Ghulam Haidar Shahamat, head of the Afghanistan Technical Vocational Institute. The car is made in a way that if you increase the speed, the engine is powerful enough to take it. Yeah, that's like any motor ever. That's not like a glowing endorsement. If you go faster, the motor won't explode.
یعنی انجین قابل قدرت باشه ای میتونه ان شاء الله یه چیکار کنه سرعت را ادامه بده اما چنانچه ما
There it is, but as I said before, the engine is from a 2000 Corolla.
بارها گفتیم انجین از فعلا عارضی هست یعنی امانت هست انجین یک کرولا 2000 هست عارضی و هدف اصلی ما
The main purpose is to install an electric engine in it. Well, okay.
انجین برقی است که در آینده رو از گذاشتیم.
So were you not ready for that? Have you not figured out the technology? So you put in, we don't have an electric motor. Just throw in the motor from that 2000 Corolla. This is like one of the designers. This car will be an ambassador and will drive across Afghanistan. Probably rolling over bodies that have fallen out of planes. I just can't take him seriously dressed up like that. There's a promotional video for it of like to show you the performance of the Mata 9. And this is so embarrassing because all they did was did some drone footage of the car doing donuts in the snow. And it's set up like a epic movie trailer. This is the quality of like a kid doing this on their iPhone. I will say that it looks pretty cool on the outside. Okay, so now then it gets to like the actual, those are all still shots. Oh, it's firing up. You hear that 2000 Corolla motor? How ridiculous is this? It's just doing donuts in the snow. Yeah, that's a real performance right there. Get it to fishtail in the snow. All right, this thing's a pile of shit. My God. There's a little bit more about this. Corey says it runs on the blood of infidels and women who dared to learn to read. On Sunday, Zabihullah Mujahid, the Taliban official spokesperson, shared the video on Twitter of the car doing donuts. He said the car was an honor for the country. This car will be an ambassador. We'll drive across Afghanistan. One promotional video of the car starts with a shot of the desert floor strewn with bullets before it closes in on a disheveled man. After he steps across a pathway of bullets, the man walks up to a covered vehicle to finally unveil the Mada 9. Well, that kind of fits. They're hoping to rebuild the country based on this car. Good luck. Holy shit, that is ridiculous. All right, I'll be bringing my dad in for Dear Meathead in just a second. Before we do, though, thank you to Bennett Flooring Installation, 616-318-0167. If you are in West Michigan, reach out to Bennett to get your flooring installed professionally the first time. Lowest price on getting your flooring installed professionally, Bennett Flooring Installation, 616-318-0167. The flooring that I want you to install comes from Johnson Carpet, One Floor and Home Discount Outlet in Granville, Michigan. They are on Chicago Drive on the north side of the street behind the Little Caesars. The lowest price for flooring in the entire state of Michigan before you add the 10% off when you mention my name. Mention my name there, get 10% off, save even more. Johnson Carpet One Floor and Home Discount Outlet. And then Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. Get your vehicles repaired at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Smack dab in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, along 28th Street. Damn it, what is wrong with me? Along 44th Street on the north side is a side street called Stafford. They're right on there. You can't miss them. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. I think I'm still a little loopy. I know I can feel it. So if you're like, it sounds like he's slurring his words, you're right. Hello?
Hello? How you doing, my man?
Very well. How are you guys?
I don't know. I just dragged myself out of bed.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I dragged you out of bed.
Joanne dragged me out of bed.
She's like, all right, come on. He's going to be calling. Get out of bed.
Yeah. No, I didn't say that. Just kicked me right out. How you doing?
I'm getting there. I talked to you yesterday. I feel a little better today than I did yesterday.
Wow. You do sound like, I don't know what it is. It's you don't sound like you.
Well, I think it's not so much that I'm like stuffed up or anything. It's just in my throat, and I feel a little like tired.
Yeah, right. Well, my gosh, I just realized something. What happens if you get seriously ill? You're gonna hire somebody to do the podcasting?
If I get seriously ill, will someone do this? Well, you know what? I've never really thought about that. Why? Do you want to come over and do it?
No, God, no.
You would do awesome.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, no way. There's no way I can replace you.
Well, what if I set you up with a bunch of technical equipment at your house, and you could whenever
I don't want no equipment, buddy. I got enough equipment as it is.
If you did your own podcast, you could make some serious money.
No.
All right.
No, I don't want no money. I got lots of money.
I know. You said that. You don't need. You said that last week. If you won the lottery, you'd give it all away.
I would.
I believe that.
I'd keep about $4,000 in my pocket and give the rest of them to the poor.
$4,000, huh?
$5,000.
All right. Okay.
Oh, I got a lot of neighborhood people here that can use money.
Oh, yeah. It's so good to hear your voices again, once again, for another edition. You know,
my pleasure, honey. My pleasure.
You know, you got a birthday coming up in March.
Oh, boy. You would have to remind me of that, wouldn't you?
That'll be 89.
Holy moly.
Is it 89 or 90?
No, 89.
God.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Dad. We got to hit 100. We have to.
Oh, I'll hit 100. No problem.
Yeah, I believe that. So
for sure I would.
On your birthday, it's a tradition to go over to Stong's and have the corned beef. St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Because since you and your sister were both born on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Isn't that something?
I love that.
Oh, my God. I wish you could. I don't know what she looks like. I should bring him out here somewhere.
Your sister?
Yeah.
That would be fun. You should. I don't know if she'd travel, though. She's pretty low-key.
Yeah. How old is she going to be?
Your sister's 7 years younger than you.
God.
So she'll be 82.
Wow. That worries me.
What?
I might lose her before I lose myself.
No. You guys are going to live forever. Come on now.
Well, hey. Only God knows that.
All right, Dad, listen to this. I've got some questions for you. Jimmy in beautiful Portland, Maine has a question.
Is that Jimmy?
Jimmy, yeah.
Well, hello, Jimmy. How are you, my man?
He writes, Dear Meathead, first of all, Happy New Year to you and Joanne.
Thank you. Same to you.
He says, his first question, what is your opinion of the famous holiday dessert fruitcake? Then he writes, I tried it for the first time this year and I wanted to puke.
Hey, I don't blame you, really.
He says they should drop it. They should round all the fruitcake up and drop it on your island.
That's right. No, we need some clothing for the island.
Yep.
Those guys are naked all the time.
So, Dad, fruitcake, yay or nay?
No.
Yeah,
nay. No, not me.
All right. Rob writes, Meathead, I took my fiance to the doctor yesterday because she was in some pain, believe it or not, in her private area. When the doctor said she was going to need a pelvic exam, I asked, where do I wait while I leave the room? However, my wife-to-be insisted I stay in the room while the doctor examined her. I ended up staying with my back turned, but wondered, what would you have done in this scenario?
I'd walk out of the room.
Well, what if the...
I couldn't see that.
Well, yeah, but what...
Huh?
Yeah, but, you know, what if your wife would be like, well, I'm not comfortable if you're not in here.
Well, I think I would have done what he did, you know, to turn your back, and I don't want to watch that.
No, I don't blame you. I think you're just turning around will have to do it.
You know? I'd just be in a room, but I would not be watching and observing what the hell they're doing.
Oh, no. No, I'm with you. I wouldn't want to see that. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
No.
That'd be the one of the worst things ever.
It sure would be.
Yeah, that's it. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like it's tough to be a woman. Yeah,
I don't know. You know, we're together all the time, and we respect each other.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that it seems to.
And when you're right there watching all that, that's a sort of cut into the respect.
Yeah. Wait, you're saying that if the woman is getting examined by the doctor, it makes you respect her less?
No, it don't make me respect, but it doesn't give me the feeling that I should be out there watching it.
Okay. I see what you're saying. But, yeah, to my point, women have it tough. They've got to put up with, various...
Oh, my God, yes.
Jesus. Then having a baby? I mean, that sounds...
That just a baby itself is enough for me to die instead of watching it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do it. They definitely are tougher than us guys.
Listen, a woman goes to hell raising his kids and giving birth to them. Oh, my God.
And they got to take care of us. I mean, if it wasn't for our significant others, you and I would be dead.
That's for damn sure. Oh, yes.
All right.
And it looks like you're headed that way already.
Yeah, I don't feel great. I've been better, but I'm better than I was yesterday.
All that COVID you had.
Maybe, and I just took another test.
You must have.
I've been taking tests, and they keep coming back negative, so.
It weakened your system, probably.
Maybe. You never know. Excuse me. Stevie writes, hello, Ruben. Hello, Joanne. Happy New Year to you. And then she writes,
hello to you too, Stevie.
She says the last few weeks the weather has been gloomy and dark, and it's
absolutely correct.
And it's starting to bring me down. What kind of things do you do to keep yourself in a good mood?
I have no medicine for that. I sit on this chair.
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life. But I'm just sitting all the time. I'm actually. Half of my body is aching.
Half of your body's aching?
Yeah, really, just from sitting.
Oh, okay. Get up and, walk around the house, walk around outside.
I do. I take the whole, where we got a 2-acre lot or whatever it is, I don't know. I walk all the way around it and count the weeds or, you know.
Count the weeds?
I mean, anything. We got, you don't know what... This place is a mess.
It's not a mess. Come on.
I'm telling you. Well, no, but it's crappy.
That's not true. It's fine. And so you go and you walk around. Hopefully you walk on grass, though.
On grass. There's nothing but grass here.
Yeah. I mean, if you do walk, why don't you...
Yeah, it's on grass.
Why don't you...
Well, it's wet grass.
Can you maybe duct tape a pillow to your head so that...
Oh, no, I got a big stick, use it for a cane, and walk along the fence.
Yeah.
I hang on to one side of the fence, because I got trouble walking all of a sudden. You know?
Yeah, the extensive long list of injuries that have happened in that driveway and garage is ever increasing.
I've had a few of those walks.
Yeah. All right.
Life is great. I'm stronger than hell.
I know.
I got a zip line to the hospital.
A zip line to the hospital? My God.
I'll tell you, I'm good.
Let's see. Randall writes this. Randall writes, dear Meathead.
Hi, Randall.
He says, I like to eat sandwiches and candy for breakfast. Cereal.
Candy.
Yeah, that's what he says. Cereal for supper and fried eggs with any meal. And I cook whole turkeys when it's not a holiday. My wife thinks I'm crazy for eating these foods at the wrong times. Is it okay to eat any food whenever you want? So what he's asking is it okay for him to eat candy for breakfast?
Well, if you like it, it's okay. But I don't see the common sense in eating candy. Maybe donut. I'll eat a donut.
Well,
candy, the
thingy. Yeah.
Well, my wife says donut is candy, but I don't treat it like that.
Yeah, it's full of sugar. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not too much of a sugar guy, you know. But my wife come up there and Joanne come up there, put four things of candy in front of me. Little chocolate bars around those things. And I eat it. That was good.
Wait a minute. Aren't you a diabetic?
Well.
She's giving you candy bars.
They were very tiny.
Yeah.
It was a tiny little thing.
Uh-huh. So, all right.
It wouldn't.
Oh, don't tell my brother Jim that. He'll launch a nuclear strike on you.
Oh, God.
I check it.
Yeah, be careful with that one.
I'm glad that he doesn't live next door to me.
Shh, don't say that. You can't say that.
No, hey. He watches me like a hawk.
All right. He just cares about you. He just loves you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so that guy eats all these crazy foods, and it's okay for him to eat whenever he wants, and right? Eat whatever he wants.
Yes, yes.
Your stomach doesn't know the difference.
Yeah, your tummy doesn't know anything.
Yeah, exactly. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
That's right.
All right, Dad, we are just, as spring approaches, it won't be long till we're thinking about that. We'll be able to go up north and have a nice fish fry. It's going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
Hopefully Mike is catching. Did you hear that Mike and Liz's dog passed away?
Yes, we were there.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We were there.
Doug the pug is gone. That's sad.
As a matter of fact, I really hurt because this dog was very special.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime, I don't know why this dog would notice that. Anytime he would see me in the house sitting on a chair,
yeah,
he'd come there and sit between my legs.
Because he loves you. That dog was great.
Oh, man, that was awesome. And it's a beautiful dog, you know?
Yep. Rest in peace, Doug the Pug.
Probably didn't show too much
emotion
of anything, you know, but she was quiet.
Oh, yeah, she was hurting.
She was quiet. That's my granddaughter.
Yep, absolutely. Dad, well, you guys are awesome. I appreciate you so much. That's all I got for you. Do you have any closing thoughts or anything that you'd like to say for the audience?
Just to pray the Lord that all these things go by in a hurry and we get back to normalcy and start.
And pray for
his son, according to my wife.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. Other than that, I just hope that all my neighbors are doing well. And, you know, I don't see too many of them out there because I'm locked in here for about 12 hours or 11 hours a day.
Hey, did you ever, I was talking with Diane about this. You ever see one, Joanne would probably know this, something to do around the house. You know those latch rug kits that you take the little hook and put it in the thing and you put the piece of yarn around it and pull it through?
Yeah.
We got them.
Tom Alexander made us a rug one time.
Hey,
did you hear that?
Maybe
Tom
that,
Alexander made us a
I
rug.
Did hear that. Maybe that's something you would like to do to pass the time because you're always talking about...
No, that's not my forte. My forte is to be in a garage with the wood and chainsaw.
I know. Fingers flying and
right. I was looking at the fingers. The other day.
Yeah.
I got I look at them. Two fingers are about an inch and a half long.
I know it. Yeah, we remember. Oh my God. All right. Well, Dad, I love you very much. You guys have a great rest of your day.
And you be good and take care of that cold of yours, will you please?
Will do. Will do. Yeah, all right.
Say hello to your sweetheart. Tell her we love her and your brother-in-law.
Yep. He loves you too.
And just hang in there, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Okay. All right, Dad.
I love you, and enjoy life as it goes.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. There you go. Dad, Dear Meathead, brought to you by Baldwin Ace Hardware. Yes, Doug. Doug the, what did we call him? Doug the Pug from the D. Doug the Pug from the D is what his name was. Rest in peace. He is dead. He's passed away. Cremated.
Keep the ashes. We have a growing collection of ashes here at the house. And I'm like, all right, now what? We've got, let's see, Buddy Bob Catface, Fencer, Lola, Lucy. I think that's it. And, you know, there's going to come a point when Diana and I aren't here. And the dog, I mean, someone's going to, this is that, those are the type of things in your, you know, and what you have in your possessions that your kids are just going to throw in the garbage. You know, take the urn and throw it away. Rob says you might as well buy a cremating machine for all your pets. I don't even want to think about pets passing away. Maureen says, I have the ashes of several outreach dogs that I cared for. I don't even own a dog. I'm a cat lady. By the way, you and your crew who rescue animals, you guys know what Maureen does on the side? I believe this is a volunteer position. She, you know, persuades people who have dogs that they get calls about that look like they're not being cared for appropriately, like tied up to a fucking tree or a cinder block or something in the backyard. She convinces people who have those dogs to relinquish them so that they can get them to a home that people will actually care for the dog. It's incredible. Okay. I'm exhausted. I feel it. And I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it right here and right now. Before I leave, though, I want to remind you that Bosco's Pub is where you go for burgers and beers. And I'm not kidding you. I'm going to be working there very, very soon. This is what Doug said to me. Doug, who owns Bosco's Pub. Hang on. Give me the minimum. We're talking about money that you pay people. He says, I'm trying to figure out why you are doing this. And I said, well, I could use the extra money. Hope College is expensive. I also get really bored staying around the house all day, every day. And I want to help you out. Actually, Diane and I both want to help you out. So before long, I will be an apprentice burger chef at Bosco's Pub. 616-318-01. Nope. Why am I doing that? Why am I doing that? You see, that's another example of why I'm out of gas, of how I am out of gas. Bosco's Pub, part of Terra Square in Hudsonville, Michigan. My Policy Shop Insurance, Frank Fuss. For everything insurance related, you reach out to him, 616-914-4070. You got Van Dyke Mortgage. My God. For a refi, first mortgage, 10th mortgage, you name it, he's got you covered. 231-332-6505. Thank you to TC Paintball for hosting the most recent paintball war, number 21, the winter whack-off. We're working on number 22. TCPaintballGR.com. Go check them out. Book an event at TC Paintball. And last but not least, Kent County Health Department, thank you, thank you, thank you for having me talk about your initiatives that make the world go round, like the WIC program, immunizations for the kids. Thank you, Kent County Health Department. Online at accesskent.com/health. Your asshole of the day. I realize I'm going short today, but I am seriously, I'm zapped. Brought to you by TC Paintball. Al Michaels is your asshole of the day. Fucking do your job. And quit bitching when people are picking on you. You sound like shit. All right. Eric becoming the cook means we need a Slaughter the Turks burger.
Yes, Slaughter the Turk's Burger is a great idea. I love that. Okay, that's going to do it for me. Sorry so short, but I did my best. I will talk to you down the road, folks. Patreon coming up after our recharge. Talk to you then. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.